Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com. KFI AM 640. What are we? What's our slogan now? Oh, yeah, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
That's the place.
John and Ken show. Big
Very
hour
good.
Coming up here.
Yeah, we do. We have the Moist Line coming up in about 15 minutes, round one. Round two at the end of the show and in between. We are going to have the mob members take somebody to the dumpster and hurl that person. And it is today just one person who's going into the dumpster, the key word being dumpster, and it is related to the story that John just summarized with the video.
Maybe we could get that guy to join.
Well, we could.
Maybe. He could add his own ingredients to the dumpster.
I have a question for both of you.
Yes.
Mark, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Have either one of you gotten the updated COVID booster shot?
No.
No.
Yeah, you're not alone. Do you know they ordered 171 million? So far, just 4 million have gone into use.
They're wondering
if people are going to bother.
Well, I'm waiting for them to test it on humans.
Me too.
Well, wouldn't 4 million people be humans?
No, but the official testing was only done on mice, I think.
Oh. Well, I'm reading another story here that it looks like, and the side effects are no different than the original COVID vaccines. That's what they're finding out. No different. You might have a little soreness in the arm and a few people, you know, develop.
I've got no problem getting it at some point, but there's a limit to my trust in government and the pharmaceutical companies. When I saw they put it out on the market and they hadn't tested it on humans, it's like, you know what? I'm not going to be part of a headline saying, well, it looks like Pfizer rushed it too quickly, and they neglected to do enough thorough testing, and now we've got the I'm not being part of that story.
No. Yeah, I didn't even know that angle to it.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that they hadn't tested it on humans. But
I also don't...
It can't be that different than the original vaccine. It's supposed to be more effective for the Omicron variant and this BA4 and BA5 variants is what they targeted it to.
I just don't have a fear of the thing at all. Like it doesn't cross my mind anymore.
Well, between all the vaccines, boosters, and your own immune system, I think that's probably how most people feel right now.
You know, unless I see, you know, the kooky people in Whole Foods. That's the last place to see masks is Whole Foods.
Oh, you're still seeing them there?
Yes. Yeah.
And why do you go there? I forget. What are you doing?
I have to pick up bizarre products that my wife wants.
Bizarre.
So it's on my way home from work, and I'll stop, and I'll get her whatever it is she wants. And I don't even understand these things, but. Oh, okay. So I'm in Whole Foods the other morning, and there's a guy who's buying Irish sea moss powder. Irish sea moss powder. And
yeah, I don't have a clue.
Me neither.
And the thing is, he was unhappy with it because he was returning it. And I was right behind him in line, and I had to stand there for 5 minutes until the clerk found, I don't know, a manager, or had to get the right code, or had to know how to do a return. Yeah, he was returning the Irish sea moss. And then the strangest thing, I'd never heard of this before, never seen the product. Okay, the next day, last night, we went to this art show that friends of ours, one of them is an artist, right? And they were showing their paintings, and I was really hungry. And I heard there were food trucks, right? And so I'm going out to the food truck, and it was just all vegan food. This art crowd.
Oh, really? Where was that?
It was nothing but vegan food, and it was weird Asian food that I didn't understand either. And then
so simple.
It was like an ice cream van that wasn't really ice cream. So there were four trucks there. There were the two vegan options. There was the Asian
show.
Option.
What are you expecting?
And no, I didn't realize
this wasn't a tractor pull.
I looked at my wife and I said, I don't know what country I'm in. I don't understand any of this food. Like I read all the signs. I don't know what it all meant.
Try it, you might like it, says Deborah Moore.
Exactly.
So anyway, but the thing is, I finally agreed to eat a sorbet, and I don't even know if it was real, but I was so hungry. It's like it was like a lump of chocolate.
Oh,
something.
And did it kill you? Obviously not. You're here.
No, it didn't kill me. But I was looking over at one of the vegan vans, and they were selling the Irish sea moss too.
Red algae.
Second time in 2 days. And it's like,
you eat that or what do you do with that?
I don't know.
You mix it in shakes or you can probably put it on cereal.
I think it was real sea moss. And then what the guy was buying in Whole Foods was sea moss.
Eat nothing called moss.
Sea moss powder. Like they had somehow powderized.
Oh, I see. You sprinkle it on your.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to try some of this.
I guess you put it in a shake?
Yes.
And then it's like, what?
It's healthy. It has a lot of vitamins. I'm looking it up right now.
All the food was weird. Didn't understand any of it. It was like in a foreign language for me. They had photos of some of the stuff. Couldn't identify it.
Sounds like a sexual stimulant thing. Sea moss powder.
Sea moss powder. Irish sea moss powder.
So, right, I mean, did they really get the moss from Ireland and they import it here and grind it into powder? And I bet you the guy was paying like $26 for this can.
Oh, I know.
Sea moss powder.
Most of our economy is just marketing. They try to sell you on all sorts of benefits to some products.
I went back east.
It's a superfood. It may promote weight loss.
Oh, see, now.
Good source of iodine. Supports gut health. May boost your immunity.
Gut health. Yeah, that's the new scam catchphrase. Because I notice in all the ads online now.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything is about your gut. Suddenly they discovered that your gut is full of bacteria and you have good bacteria and bad bacteria and this promotes the good bacteria. It's like, get out of here. Human beings have been around 100,000 years. We don't need your bacteria analysis now to sell me some bogus nonsense product.
Oh, a vegan food truck. I'm excited.
Two of them. And it's like, you know what? And when I went to
The fake soy products or are they real, like the things that Deb eats with avocado toast?
I didn't understand it.
Okay, you understand what avocado toast is. It's a friggin' piece of bread with avocado mashed on it with some radishes sometimes.
It's not very complicated.
It was something. All of this was something else.
Oh, radishes I hate.
Ooh, I love radishes.
Oh. I can only stand about half the vegetables.
You eat stuff that I never knew humans could eat.
Because your diet is so limited. I mean, it's just so simple.
Apparently, it's completely out of style now, at least on the West Side.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just simply can't find places where I can eat. When I was in New York a couple of weeks ago, it was great. I understood everything. They sold hamburgers, and they sold hot dogs, and they sold pizza, and they had Italian restaurants that sold pasta without vegetables and shrimp and poo thrown in it.
Poo?
Nobody had thrown Irish moss in it. It's like, all right, New York food, I understand. Bagel shops.
California's always been the forefront of these kind of products.
Come back here, it's indecipherable.
I remember when I first came out, it was like alfalfa sprouts on everything. Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
And weeds. It's like, well, you threw weeds on my food. Take the weeds off.
Selfie.
An update on the situation in Russia. As you know, the Russian President Vladimir Putin is trying to mobilize even more troops to fight for his country. Hundreds of thousands, he wants to add. The message got out quickly to many Russian men who are booking one-way tickets out of the country, either by plane, most of those flights are full, by bus, by car, the borders are backed up. It's quite a show. But we now have word from countries that include John's old native Poland and what they call the Baltics, that they're not going to let him in for that reason. That is not a valid request for asylum, according to the Lithuanian defense minister.
That you're being sent to death by your home country?
Vidas Anisanukas, who said that being drafted into the army is not enough reason for Russians to get asylum in
his
country. Poland said the same thing.
There you go. They got to come here. We have no rules.
They probably will. Remember, the Russians showed up at the border at Mexico?
Oh, yeah. No, they will.
This war broke
This is
out.
What I'm saying. You can't find other countries that allow people to come in just because.
But this could be death.
It's your problem.
You get drafted to fight in Ukraine, there's a chance you'd be killed.
You know what? This has been building up.
I think that's asylum.
He's been invading Ukraine for years. You had 8 years to figure this out.
Well, yeah, but now he may end up drafting people.
You have to anticipate. Yeah, you have to see where life's going to take you. Putin was going to do this for years. You're too late. But if you get a plane to Mexico City, you'll be fine.
When we come back, we are going to be visited by the first round of the Moistline people. This is the John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640 live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. A reminder that we will bring together the mob members from all over the world who help us throw a hack into the dumpster. It happens not every Friday, but just about every other Friday. Find out who that is coming up after the news at 5:30. I'll bet Deborah Mark got worked up over this stupid fault line that was featured in this El Segundo Times scare story, the Palos Verdes fault zone.
Well, yeah.
Did you see this?
I guess because it was so far underwater, they weren't able to map it well. But now, supposedly, new research is discovering that it could trigger a rather large earthquake, and we're all gone.
Well, you know what? When I was on my vacation, I was so worried about my dogs. I was so worried there was going to be an earthquake, and I wasn't going to be there. But then I thought, but when I'm at work, I'm not there anyway.
I was just going to say, you're out of the house every day.
I know, but I was gone for 2 weeks.
Did you give them an emergency plan?
I did. I talked to them and I told them that they had to go underneath this certain table if things started shaking. we had a whole discussion about that.
Did you do a drill?
I did. Yes.
And they did comply? They went under the table?
Yeah. Oh. She's smart.
She's not kidding.
No.
She was kidding.
I told them to put their paws over their heads, to brace.
It's very prepared.
Yes. Paws over their heads.
Did you prepare a little kit?
No.
A survival kit?
I didn't.
With little kibbles in it or dog food?
I figure that everything, all the cupboards will be wide open and they'll be able to just help
themselves. Oh, the food will come to them.
Yes.
They'll end up eating well because the refrigerator door will fly open.
Yeah, it's a free-for-all.
Yeah.
Just remember the worst thing about an earthquake. Obviously, you could suffer a bad injury or die, but it's going to be the aftermath like the hurricanes, because if it disrupts the power and the water, oh, my God.
Yes.
It's going to be just horrible living here if we have a major earthquake.
Can you imagine?
Well,
all right, let's...
we're almost out of power and water anyway, so...
That's a good point. Let's drag out the moist line, people. You leave messages, and then we play a few on the air. You can do it by using the iHeartRadio app. That, of course, is the microphone icon on the app. You can talk back to the show. You can call the toll-free number. It's 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Sitting here listening to you talk about Newsom and what are they seeing in him to vote. And it's not about what he's doing or what he's done. It's about all this BS that he's talking about. It's all these idiots that are just so hopeful. And he's somebody spouting promising things. No way to back it up. No way to make it happen. But he's pretty. And he has the words that come out of that fly trap of his that get people excited that really have no business doing much of anything at this point.
I find it very interesting that Martha's Vineyard can have the National Guard sweep all of the illegals off their tiny little island. but we can't get the governor of Texas to get approval from the federal government to have the National Guard protect our border.
Hey, Gavin, I'm not going to conserve energy. I'm not going to turn down my light. I'm not going to stop watering my house. You can fight me.
Hey, Deborah, this is Scooby-Doo. You know the one that was in the truck? I'm so happy you recognize me. I'm okay. I got away from him. Scooby-Doo.
It's now known as Bed, Bath, and Begone.
Yeah, I think the big oil companies want to buy out some of these AMPM because they sell their gasoline cheap.
The phrase, not in my backyard, really applies to the migrant drop-off things. I can't stand it. We should be yelling that back at them. So you're saying it's okay for them to come into our country as long as they don't go to your neighborhood?
Joe Biden is a global embarrassment.
I'm pretty sure they can be arrested for crossing the border. So would it be less inhumane if they showed up with a paddy wagon, handcuffed everyone, and took them somewhere? Is that a better alternative, or better yet, being sent back across the border?
John Colville, quote of the week. There can be a lot of things out of adjustment.
Trouble with composting of a human, it creates a lot of methane, which is a global warming gas, according to these people. If it went wholesale, everybody was doing it, we'd be up to our neck in methane. It'd look like a dairy farm.
Hey, any way of starting a GoFundMe for Deborah Mark to do a little world tour? We can send her to Moscow, then Iran, then over to China.
That's right.
Then finish it
then
up.
Then the Iranian
with,
president
North
dies,
Korea,
right?
And kind of take care of the world's problems.
You're missing one little point with this whole situation in Florida. There's a massive community of Latinos from Venezuela, Cuba. I'm sure they're not very happy seeing DeSantis treating their fellow citizens like human garbage.
Since the president's federal and he says the COVID thing is all over with, that means all the state of emergencies at the state level have to end as
well. You would think so, yeah.
Until we, the voters, either repeal or reform Proposition 11, nothing in the state is ever going to change.
If you really want to help drug addicts, you do not coddle or enable them. Karen Bass has a master's degree in social work. Did she skip that class?
Well, if that ain't the pot calling the kettle black. Airhead Newsom saying that Ron DeSantis is seeking attention? Oh my God. Newsom is the one who's got billboards all over the country.
I was just at the Jersey Shore and I met a lot of people who were visiting from Florida. They don't want DeSantis to be president because they don't want to lose him as governor.
So if it's okay for the people of Martha's Vineyard to ship off the immigrants to Joint Base Cape Cod, why don't we ship immigrants directly to Joint Base Cape Cod? And once they're overwhelmed with tens of thousands of immigrants, maybe people will take a closer look at our policies.
You're talking about coyotes right now. My suggestion is don't kill them. Just put them into large tented camps and prevent them from having access to flames or fire. It's kind of like the homeless people.
I don't think they realize that they're all being pushed out towards Covina, Azusa, San Dimas, West Covina. You'll just see the lines of them. They're all over here now, but no one's doing anything about it. And when the police come, they can't do anything about it either.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
There we go. Round one of the Moist Line. That was quite a varied bunch there, but I like the idea of sending Deborah Mark around the world so that these leaders we don't like die if she gets there.
She and I'll get
like
my travel fix. Oh,
they'll be jumping out our windows.
Could be
Hi,
an option.
I'm here.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we have a hack for the dumpster. This may be a first. This person has a degree from Harvard and a master's degree from MIT.
Yeah.
Life is uncertain. It's okay to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal. With CalHOPE's free and secure mental health resources, it's easy to get the help you and your loved ones need. When you need it the most, call our warm line at 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
This is a very educated hack.
Yes, an educated fool. we're going to be throwing this hack in a dumpster next, John and Ken show, on KFI, live on the 24-hour KFI, on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's there 24 hours a day, sure.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in a dumpster.
John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I got to figure, we put up a video on the KFI Instagram. It came to us from a business owner in Sherman Oaks named Paul Scrivano. He was on our show in the 3 o'clock hour and also the other day. It is the video of a homeless man throwing a bag of his own feces onto Paul's SUV. I believe, although we didn't ask Paul, he probably sent that video along with photos and other proof to his city council member to try to get her to take action about the crisis that is befalling business owners in this stretch of Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks. The way Paul described it was amazing. And then Fox 11 did the story in a couple of parts. It got national attention. And the update today is that they did arrest that man that threw the feces. But if you want to see what we're talking about and the fact that Paul's not making it up, you can check out the video for yourself. The person that's going into the dumpster is the one that didn't respond to this, and I believe even called that obscene, that she was upset that Paul was bothering her office with proof of this vagrant problem. Can you believe that? Her name is Nithya Raman.
Nithya Raman is with, you got to look this up, the Democratic Socialists of America. And they are a fringe radical group, and they're about undermining everything that our city and country stands for. Really, I don't know how else to say it. I mean, they're anti-capitalism, they're anti-business, they're anti-police, they're anti-jails and prisons, they're anti-an ordered society. They want to deconstruct and destroy the whole thing. Everything is illegitimate. Everybody is committed some kind of social crime, and we all have to be punished. And the way to punish us is to destroy our safety, destroy our way of life, destroy our businesses. And
she defeated the incumbent, David Rue, back in 2020. It was really a bit of a surprise and an upset. It's tough to beat incumbent LA City Council members. And here's the part that, you know, you just got to love. She was actually born in India. Her family came here and moved to Louisiana when she was six. She got a bachelor's degree in political theory from Harvard and then a master's degree in urban planning from MIT.
All right, but this is the kind of stuff I'm telling you they're teaching at the universities. This is, she's a product of this revolutionary change in teaching, you know, all these soft courses, like the soft sciences.
Right. And she often votes with Bonin when it comes to any kind of homeless ordinance in the LA City Council.
And they're dangerous. When you have a policy that allows an insane homeless person to threaten a business owner with a bag of feces, and it's you know, that poor guy with the feces is incredibly mentally ill, and Nithya Raman offers him no help. Paul Scrivano, the business owner, is in danger. Raman offers him no help. So you have this strange theater playing out in public where this guy takes a dump in a garbage bag, starts screaming at Scrivano, who's in an SUV, and then he hurls the bag of feces, and it splatters all over the guy's windshield, all over Scrivano's windshield. All Scrivano is doing is trying to run a tavern, run a business, that's employing right, people, business. Serving customers.
And he says every day, he says, you can come here at 7 o'clock, it starts. I can't even get into my business. There's people there. There's garbage there. It's unbelievable. Because this one guy is not the only one that's roaming around in this area of Sherman Oaks.
And he's...
And Nithya Raman's no response.
Yeah, and that's...
Instead, she blames Paul, and he pointed this out. When Fox 11 was there doing the story, the reporter, Gina Silva, was asking Nithya Raman about complaints from constituents, and she just said, oh, you mean this guy? Basically pointing at Paul like, oh, he's the only one. He's the outlier. He's just out of his mind.
She demanded that he stop sending him the videos of all the crazy people. I guess she felt offended by this. She felt disturbed by this.
Yeah, I think she called it obscene because the guy's, you know, got his pants off and some of them. And
it is obscene. He had no pants. You could see his genitals. And he threw a bag of feces exploded on Scrivano's windshield. What? And Nithya Raman has told LAPD, along with Garcetti and Bonin and the rest of them, not to arrest, not to prosecute. And that's why the police did nothing until Fox 11 ran the story. And then they contacted, LAPD contacted Scrivano. And then they arrested this guy. But what's going to happen? They're not going to give him any treatment, any help. He's got to be locked away for a while. He's got severe mental disorder.
All right, so that's who we're throwing in the dumpster. Let's get the mob members here to carry Nithya Raman to the dumpster.
And we do have many new Russians, young Russian men who have enjoyed
the cause. Fled the country?
Yes, yes, the ones who've snuck through the
border. We're giving
them
asylum?
We are giving them John and Ken asylum. For joining the mob.
All right, I don't hear the mob. Where are they? Here we go.
Open the door. All right, there's Nithya Raman right there.
Here she is, grab her. She's running.
What they need and trying to match them with the resources.
Get her. Pick her up.
Pick her up. She's small.
I think even when you're dealing with somebody who's experiencing or that is struggling with substance abuse.
Wait, what is that? That's not the bag, is it?
I think the guy had a few extra bags. Yeah.
Those individuals. And if you have an outreach worker,
yes, you stay in there. You're very
distracted. What she does, I think she tries to say that complainants like Paul, who is a constituent of hers, is just this fringe element, like this MAGA Trump Republican. Marginalize everybody.
If I hear the word MAGA one more time, look, she's dangerous and destructive to us, all right? We're entitled to a city where you don't have crazy naked people throwing bags of poop. We don't have to debate this. This is not up for debate, okay? Nobody has to live in a city where a crazy naked guy is throwing poop at you. All right? I don't want to hear any of your theories. I don't want to hear any of your whack job belief system. Shut up.
All right, we'll finish with the voice line coming up. John and Ken Show on KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And again, if you want to see that video of the homeless man that threw a bag of his own poo at a business owner in Sherman Oaks' car, you can see it on the KFI Instagram. We're going to finish off with another round of the Moist Line before we exit. We'll see what's in this grab bag of listeners' comments. You can leave a message through the iHeartRadio app. That's the microphone icon. You can just call the toll-free number anytime. Drop a message there at 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Ken, I love you. Great guy. You know, you're always sensible to John's irrational yelling and anger. But I'm going to have some irrational anger and yelling if you keep saying Martha's Vineyard. It's Martha's Vineyard. Get it together, okay?
Woo! You heard it. Pandemic is over, baby. Yeah. Old Joe said it was done. We're over. We're out of it. We're in the clear, right?
Everything is fine, folks. On the CDC website, the flu shot is now called the flu vaccine. Really?
Sick and tired of activists, how they don't put their words in action. Now, if they wanted to get rid of them, but it's simple. All you got to do is have these activists go out there, bait and live trap them, and then go out and relocate them. They just don't have no guts. They don't have no spine. They just got a flapping tongue.
That council person's response was the funniest thing I've ever heard. People who are experiencing homelessness are people, too, who are experiencing homelessness because they don't have a home. Thanks a lot, Captain Obvious.
I'm listening to the interview you guys had with Paul from Sherman Oaks about the hobos. All I can think of is that you guys are just dumb. Every time you talk about this issue and pretty much every other issue, you just whine and complain. You bring out these elaborate stories. I mean, what are you doing about it? No one's doing anything. You know, the best thing to do is just leave. You know, how long has this problem been going on?
This dude, Paul, that you have on right now that's getting the flung at him is very well-versed and very well-spoken. By the way, he sounds like Steve Gregory.
With all these nutcases taking over our streets, at what point do we stand up as citizens and take our streets back with brute force? Oh, look, there's Governor always endorsing Prop 30. I'm voting against that.
Here's the new name for the LA Times. Lying Ass Times. Lying Ass Times.
Ooh. Here I am eating my dinner, and you played that news thing talking about what that guy threw at him, the green and yellow diarrhea, and now I lost my appetite. Thanks very much.
John, why are you so hostile towards the Republican candidate for governor? You continue to confront him instead of asking him the questions that he needed to answer so some of these dumb plugs in this state can have a different idea than Gavin.
Hey, Ken, do you have to say reach out so much?
Reach out, reach out. They reached out.
Whatever happened to the word contact? It's a perfectly good word.
So Newsom wants to debate DeSantis. Well, here's how it's going to go. DeSantis got a picture of L.A., San Francisco, and San Diego with all the homeless bums on the street. Then he's going to say, you have no water, you have no power, and for the second year in a row, people have left your state. Mic drop. What say you, Gavin?
Why the hell is gas creeping up all of a sudden again? And where the hell's our stimulus check from earlier this year from gas being so out of control? Oh, wait a minute, I know. Newsom didn't get recalled. If I remember correctly, he was all about the stimulus checks before he figured out he wasn't going to get recalled. Now he doesn't give two shits about anything. He's screwing us over and over again, people. Wake up!
I just wanted to tell you that the Inland Empire thanks George Gascon because it seems like all our criminals are going out to L.A. to commit crimes because they won't be prosecuted, and things are getting a little better out here.
These two earthquakes in Mexico are leading up to a gigantic catastrophe in California on the San Andreas Fault. I'm telling you, you watch, you're about to have a massive earthquake unlike anything you could ever imagine.
Hi, I finally figured out how California's going to fall into the ocean. It's not going to be an earthquake. It's going to be from all those billboards. Pretty soon, Newsom's going to put billboards up in those two states saying, send us all your illegals. We'll take them. We'll buy them houses on the beach.
Yeah. Gavin Newsom thinks the border crisis is made up, then how come the LA schools are now providing Narcan for the students? Where does he think the fentanyl is coming from, you idiot?
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
That is one of the dumbest things he's ever said that didn't get any attention. He actually said the border crisis is made up.
I know.
It's 2 million
that one
people.
We ought to just play over and over again.
I know. I mean, it's insulting. I mean, he's crazy.
That one just flew out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Apparently, he also criticized Texas for some of their energy policies. Wow. Somebody just sent a video of that. Where,
really?
Yeah, they doubled down on stupid. Remember they had that big freeze and they had some power problems?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, he's acting like he's got it all figured out. He really is a cocky pain in the...
Yeah, he thinks he's bulletproof.
He does.
Everything will bounce off him. Yeah. Yeah. There's a rude surprise coming.
He's going to get Kamala Harris numbers when he runs for president.
Yeah. That'll be enjoyable to see him humiliated nationally. That's going to be great. All right. Conway's here.
Hey now. We got Joe Buscaiano coming on tonight. We'll chat with him about how the debate went. I think he was at the debate, you know, the mayoral
yes, he
debate.
He was the subject of the debate for a while.
Ding dong with that guy. And also Deputy Robert Sheedy. I got to be careful how you say that.
Mm.
Sheedy.
I hope he's an important guest. You're working hard for this one.
He's with the Montrose Search and Rescue Team, and they're we'll talk about that. That's a really tough job. But they're volunteers. I think they get paid like $1 a year, you know, of these guys who are. Anyway, Home Depot. Workers are pushing for the first store-wide union. How about that, right? Starbucks and Home Depot, man. Everybody
Amazon,
wants to unionize. Yeah. And then Albert Pujols is chasing this home run record against the Dodgers. Could be
which
a pretty,
one?
Is it 700 or 600?
No, I had this discussion last night with someone. Are we counting Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds and Bobby Bonds and Sosa?
All the guys who are juiced up?
Are we not? Are they like they're two different record books? Is that
yeah,
what I'm hearing?
There should be, right?
Well, he's going for 700, and there's only three guys over 700.
Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, and is it Joe DiMaggio?
Bonds.
Oh, bonds, right, yeah. Okay, right, yeah.
So
yeah,
that's why I'm asking. Are we counting bonds?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's going to be the fourth to hit that milestone.
Do you ever see Bond?
It's like they got the Yankee guy who's going after 61, but I'm like, what about Sosa? He broke that thing by a mile, but I guess they don't.
Well, he's got at least the American League record if he gets to 62.
Well, you're really parsing the
Did you
story.
Ever see Barry Bonds when he started in the Major League Baseball?
Oh, yeah, skinny guy.
He was like, he weighed 140 pounds.
Yeah, the funniest thing is comparing his baseball club from his first year to his last year.
He put on like 180 pounds during the offseason.
No Hall of Fame.
And his head swelled like to 10 times its original size.
But there should be the juiced Olympics where people can do whatever they want.
That's right.
And, you know.
That would see be how freaky
it
gets.
Would, yeah. Look, it would be much more entertaining than the real Olympics.
You know
a couple
what?
People die from a...
Right. Guy throws a truck across the state.
Testicles start falling off.
That would be great. The juiced Olympics. Yeah. I love it.
The testicles falling off.
Oh, gee. Take dog.
Yeah. Long right. jump is 9 miles. Wow, how'd that guy do that?
All right, Conway's next.
Let's go.
Ferguson's got the news. KFI KOST HD2 Los Angeles and Orange County live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.